CGP Grey, we're back again to tackle another text adventure.
Ooh.
As a thank you for our Relay FM members who've given us money.
Thank you, members.
Yeah, thank you, members. So you get the absolute treat of me and Grey trying to traverse through some kind of fantasy land. Now, before we introduce the Snellatron 5000, who will be back again to help get us through this, or to work against us, we'll see. I figure from last time, we had some rules, and the rules were that we were going to take it in turns. And that just went out of the window within about 90 seconds.
I don't remember those rules.
It was the original set of rules, but that didn't get adhered to.
Hmm.
So basically, Jason will be asking us questions. We have to give an answer as a way to progress through the story. How are we going to do this? Are we going to deliberate on them in any way? Can we have an open discussion about each of our decisions? Or are you just going to jump in and try and shoot the guy?
I'm not sure I can restrain myself from commenting on whatever your decisions are going to be.
Okay.
I feel like we did a great job last time. I don't see why we need to formalize what's occurring this time.
Well, I feel like great job is that's a real stretch. I think we did an okay job.
Did we win? We won.
We died 3 times, I think.
Did we win? I don't remember, actually.
We got to the end. I don't know if we won, but we got to the end. But without further ado, let's welcome Jason Snell, my co-host on the Upgrade Podcast. He is our Snellatron 5000 text adventure computer. Jason, can you please introduce our story for this year?
Sure. Beep boop, by the way. I will be your parser. We are going to be participating in Parsley, episode number 3.
Spooky Manor.
All right, are you ready, Gray?
I'm getting nervous. Spooky Manors.
I know.
Sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, watch out behind your back at all times. You never know what's going to appear. Okay, we're ready to start the game.
I'm in a dark room to set the mood.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let me turn the lights off.
Yeah, what are you, in a bright room playing a Spooky Manor game? I don't know how you think this is supposed to happen.
The lights are off.
Shades are drawn. It's raining outside. I'm all set for this.
Let's do it.
Maybe your house is the real Spooky Manor.
It was inside us all along.
Welcome to
Spooky Manor.
This is every time.
You will find out. You stop your bicycle by a forbidding wrought iron gate. A cobblestone path winds its way to the north. To the east and west stretch a dark and lonely road. It is raining.
Hold on, I'm drawing.
Me too, I'm drawing. I'm too busy drawing.
immediately, there's too many directions. Hold on a second.
Okay, so we have a cobblestone path that leads to the north, and then roads that go to the east and west, right?
Yes, that's what it looks like here.
Okay.
Exits are north.
Oh.
Oh.
Well,
so there is no east and west road then.
Yeah. Well, this is a lie.
Okay. Well.
All right.
You can't go. You can't go those directions right now. No.
We have a bicycle. We could ride. We could ride on that road if we wanted to.
You could, but if you leave the manor house,
the game's over.
There's just no game.
we lose our quarter right away. It's very frustrating.
The game is over. Your score is 0. Yeah.
Okay,
all
well,
right, go north.
Go north.
The wrought iron gate is closed.
Oh. Game over. Woohoo! We did it. Open the gate.
You open the gate. You are riding your bike. You are standing on top of your bike. Looking ahead to the north, a cobblestone path winds its way forward toward the manor house. The roads are to the east and west. I'm going to give you guys a little clue here, which is, do you know anything about why you're here? And perhaps that would, you need to take inventory of yourself in order to
bad at this. Why do we
I'm just going to give you that just a little push to start.
Thank you very much. All right. Finally understood the geography in that there is a road, then there is a gate, then there is a path. I've got that now. Mm-hmm. So we're all set on that now.
The road's not on the... Oh, I have to move
the road is on
around.
The outside, right?
This is going so well.
Okay, see, now this is why there's an advantage to doing it in digital paper on the iPad, because I can just move the road a couple grid points north, so then my map now matches up.
Yeah, I had to use an eraser. That wasn't good. So I'm pleased I'm using pencil today, because otherwise I would have already scrapped my map. Wouldn't have got very far. Okay, so take inventory.
You are on a bicycle. You are wearing a raincoat and you have a parcel.
Open the parcel or look at the parcel.
The parcel is a box wrapped in paper and tied with twine, addressed to Lord Alistair Spooky.
No wonder it's Spooky Manor. It's his name. It's not scary at all. It's a misnomer.
Yeah, I think we might be in for a very different kind of adventure shortly.
Yeah, it's just
perhaps
Mr.
a much
Spooky's
more
house.
Concerning adventure.
Okay. Can we open the parcel, do you think?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay, open the parcel.
You are not allowed to open the parcel.
Interesting.
It's against the code of your employer.
Oh. Violate code is not a command, I guess.
Well, I assume that we are delivering this parcel then, right?
I think that's how the story is going to begin. I think this is the inciting event, Mike, is that okay. We need to deliver this parcel.
Do we have any pockets on our raincoat?
The dark green raincoat marks you as a courier for parcel E delivery. There is a pocket, and inside is the key to a padlock, probably the padlock that is hanging off of a chain on your bicycle's frame. You are wearing the raincoat.
So
I'm not sure I trust that, probably.
Right now is to unlock the padlock and wrap the chain around my fist, you know, just in case you need to punch a ghost or anything. Computer, is this something that you would permit?
There's no way the computer's going to let you do that.
I don't understand, computer. Is there something you would permit?
Okay.
You can try to do things. That's how computers work.
Okay. Can we take the chain from the bike?
Sure. You unlock the heavy chain and padlock from the bike. You are now straddling the bicycle holding a chain.
Yeah, we are.
Next to the wrought iron gate with the rough cobblestone path winding its way north.
You know, Mike, if we don't lock our bike to the gate, someone's going to steal it.
I think we're good. I mean, I'm fine.
You think we're good?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure we make a lot of money as a parcel courier.
I'm not too concerned about what happens after we leave the manor.
Okay. After this artificial universe collapses, you're not too concerned about what happens?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, if we need to make a fast getaway because we're being chased by a ghoul,
you're
going to really regret it if the bike isn't there.
So we're going to make a decision now, right? This is, our first really important decision. Do we take the chain or do we chain the bike to the gate? Which one are we going to go with?
Let's take the chain.
I think it might be within our best interest to have some kind of thing that could be fashioned into a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to take the chain. And I assume at this point, should we proceed to the manor?
Yeah, let's go north.
Okay.
You ride your bike north over the rough cobblestone path. The bike's tires are horribly damaged as you drive to the north.
Yep. So...
You look at your tires and think to yourself, oh dear, how am I going to get home now?
Okay, so.
You are at the imposing front door of Spooky Manor. There is a brass door knocker here.
Computer, how many save points do we have?
Oh, that's always a good question.
You have 3 save slots.
Okay.
That you may use, or 3 save points, and then the disc is full. You can't override your save slots, and you can also choose to restart the game at any time from scratch.
Okay. All right, okay, so this is, I forgot as last time, the Snellatron is using write-only discs for these save slots?
Yes, I am an Apple IIe.
Okay.
A very large floppy disk. It's got 3 slots.
Okay. Let's knock on the knocker.
There is no answer, but knocking causes the door to crack open just a little bit.
Oh, I knew it would.
Whenever I approach manor houses, that's what I'm looking to occur.
That's how you know it's perfectly okay to enter.
Yeah, otherwise, why would the door be open?
Yeah, why would the door be open? That's an excellent point. I think, Mike, we have been invited into Spooky Manor.
Okay.
It's as good as an invitation.
Let's go inside. So go inside the door.
You can't fit inside the door while straddling a bicycle with ruined tires.
Okay. Step off the bicycle. Like, just get rid of that thing. We're done.
You step off the bicycle. You're at the front door. The front door is cracked open. In the bicycle's basket is a small parcel. You are carrying a heavy chain and padlock, wearing a raincoat.
He's only going to let us carry one thing at a time.
that's not necessarily true. You have a great inventory system, and I will let you know. I don't think there's any encumbrance here. I think it's key, in fact, for most text adventures that you be able to pick up multiple objects.
Okay. All right. So yeah, put the parcel in our bag of holding.
Okay. You take the parcel.
Can we also put the bike in there?
Yeah.
We have an expansive inventory system.
The bike is too large.
Oh, that's interesting.
Hmm.
So we can fit things somewhere between the size of parcel and bike in our bag.
Right, okay.
Okay, it's good to know.
It's a TARDIS with a small door.
Like yes. Reality. You can pick up a small parcel. You cannot stick a bike in your pocket.
Okay, good to know.
I know, this strange fantasy world where bikes don't fit in pockets.
I think the Snellatron's already getting annoyed with us,
yeah,
Mike. I think this hasn't taken very long.
No, I think we've broken a new record.
Beep boop.
Yeah, beep boop indeed, Snellatron.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the package. We have the chain in our hand. Let's walk through the door.
All right, you go north through the front door of Spooky Manor. You are now standing in a vestibule. Rain drips from your raincoat onto the floor. Beyond is the manor's great hall. There is a coat tree here. Exits are north, south.
What's on the coat tree?
The coat tree is empty. Perhaps it would be polite to hang up your raincoat.
Snellatron, can I ask an inventory question?
Yes.
If we hang up the raincoat, do we lose the ability to hold anything? Or are we good?
No.
Okay.
No, like a human, you have arms and things and pockets, so you could still carry things without a coat.
Arms and
coats are not required for the carrying of items.
Okay.
What kind of world do you live in? Anyway.
Yeah, wait
the world in which just driving a bicycle over a cobblestone path can obliterate it. That's the world that we live in.
Yeah, we don't know this universe that you're spinning.
I mean, there was a wrought iron gate and you had a bike chain. I who would have thought that you could chain your bike to the gate? Anyway,
I stand by. Keeping the chain.
Let's keep that in mind. All right.
Oh, we're f***ed, Mike. You know, we're
right, oh, like, God. Should we just...
Three rooms in.
Okay. At the moment, we are just in the hallway. Do we start over now, or do we just keep going?
No. Because, no, here's the thing. Here's what we're going to do, Mike. Right? Here's the strategy. We're going to hang up our coat like gentlemen, and we're just going to find what is this world's equivalent of Snakey. Something that kills us unfairly in an unexpected way.
It might be Snakey. I hope it's Snakey. I mean, I think Snakey could appear in a spooky manner. He's spooky enough, but we'll see.
Yeah. So I say we're going to take whatever's in the raincoat pockets out, put it in our pocket, and hang up our raincoat.
Okay.
Okay, you hang up the raincoat on the coat tree.
There we go. And let's go north to the hall.
All right, you go north. You are in the great hall. There is a large mirror and some oil paintings hanging on the wall. A staircase leads up to the second floor. Exits are up, south, east, and west.
Oh, can we look at the oil painting?
The oil paintings are of our portraits. There is a painting of a distinguished-looking man and one of a pale-skinned woman.
Can we look in the mirror?
You see yourself. You're a delivery person, but not wearing a raincoat.
There's something about the level of detail this computer gives us that I always find interesting.
It's very good. It's an advanced program.
Yes, it is.
All right, so we have...
Beep boop.
East, west. Yeah, thank you. East, west. We don't know what's there. And we can go up the stairs to the second floor. We don't know what's there. Right, we have nothing.
Yeah.
So where do you want to go?
Let's go up the stairs.
Okay. That was not going to be what I said. I thought we should maybe at least just try and see what's on this floor before advancing to the next floor. I feel like we should maybe try and take each floor at a time.
Okay, I figure we'll explore randomly until we die, but your plan is more methodical.
I'd like to sweep.
Can we like look east and west before we go there? Can we look west?
Sure, to the west there is a door.
I knew that was going to be what he said.
That seems to lead somewhere.
Yep.
God damn it. Okay, let's go west.
You enter the dining room of Spooky Manor. Sorry, of Spooky Manor.
Thank you.
The dining room contains a long banquet table. A whole roast pheasant, complete with drumsticks, rests at the center of the table. Exits are east, and north.
Hmm.
Well, I'm assuming that north leads to a kitchen, if Spooky Manor has any structure to it.
Yeah, I'm already getting worried about my floor plan map here.
Oh, mine is destroyed already. I've almost given up. Now, do we want to do anything with the fact that there's food on the table? Do we need? Do you reckon we need that? I think we might if we can take food. Remember, we died in the desert last time because there was no water.
Yeah, but we were traveling hundreds of miles. It was a different thing, right? It was the desert.
For all we know right now, Gray, upstairs leads into another dimension. Like, we have literally no way of understanding how big this house is.
I feel like for a delivery person, we are extraordinarily on edge. Right?
We're at Spooky Manor. It's called right. Spooky Manor. If I'm a delivery person...
But it's just Lord Alistair Spooky. It's not actually Spooky, right?
Yeah.
I feel like anybody with the name Spooky is just inherently become Spooky, right? Like, they just right. can't help but become that.
But we're walking into the house of an upper-class gentleman, and we're worried that we're going to fall into a parallel dimension if we go up the stairs. and we've also brought a chain with a lock ready to punch out ghosts, right? So I think, like, we're a little on edge, given what the reality of a situation would be.
All I'm asking is that we just take one drumstick and put it in our bag.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds, I'll agree to that.
Okay. Can we take a drumstick from the table and put it in our inventory?
You don't have anything you could use to cut off a drumstick.
You pull it off with our hands.
We're not feeble. We're already carrying a chain. All right, smash the pheasant with the chain.
I'm sorry, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, I can. You haven't seen me with a chain.
I think you're missing the difference between a fantasy role-playing game and a text adventure. Fantasy role-playing games are a story we tell together and we can use our imagination. Text adventures have cruel, unfeeling parsers that just reject you when you try interesting things like smashing a pheasant on a table with a chain.
The parser's currently already let me put a chain around my fist. You know, I feel like there's some room for maneuver.
I didn't say that. I just said you have a chain.
Yeah, he never said that, Mike. I was very aware of the distinction he was drawing.
You can imagine all you like.
Right, yeah.
The parser doesn't have that kind of imagination.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just going to assume that food is poison, or we'll figure out what it's for later.
Yep.
I say we go north and see what's in the kitchen, if it is a kitchen there and not a parallel dimension. Go north.
You're in the kitchen. The kitchen is old-fashioned, bereft of most modern conveniences. There is a meat cleaver here. There is a small bottle of olive oil here. A cellar door leads down. Exits are down south.
It was meat cleaver and oil? Olive oil?
As we are currently in the position that we are, can you think of absolutely any reason we may need olive oil? You know, if it was garlic, right? I'd be like, okay, there's going to be a vampire. We're taking the garlic.
Yeah. For the moment, let's just take the meat cleaver, because again, something's going to come out and kill us.
Or it could just purely be to get a drumstick, but...
Or it's a red herring over there, right? There's a red herring on the floor.
Can we eat that?
No, the red herrings are for confusion, Mike. That's what they're for. I say we take the meat cleaver. Take meat cleaver.
You have the meat cleaver.
Yeah.
All right, do we want to venture down into the cellar? I mean, we've come this far.
Oh, no. Let's stick to your plan, Mike. We're going to explore everything on a single level.
Right.
I have a pretty good map here, so I think let's find out what's on the other end of that hall. So let's go south.
You're in the dining room. It contains a long banquet table. A whole roast pheasant, complete with drumsticks, sits in the center of the table. Exits are east and north.
Go east.
You're in the great hall. There's a large mirror and some oil paintings hanging on the wall. A staircase leads up to the second floor. Exits are up, south, east, and west.
Go east.
You're in the library. The library is home to many rare books. An Egyptian sarcophagus stands in the corner. Exits are west and north.
Sarcophagus, huh?
Let's test Mike's spelling.
No, I'm not trying to spell. I'm just going to draw a little picture of a sarcophagus.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Because writing the word sarcophagus, no mortal can accomplish that feat. Can we look at the sarcophagus?
The heavy sarcophagus is either an antique curio or a clever copy.
Okay. Go north.
You are in the billiard room. The billiard room contains a rack of pool cues and a large billiards table. Trophy heads and stuffed animals are strewn about in a grim display of hunting prowess. Exits are north and south.
Okay, so there's a pool table and trophies.
And some pool cues.
Ah, and pool cues. Can we look at the trophy heads?
You see a variety of skulls, stuffed birds, and a shaggy wolf pelt.
That wolf pelt's totally come to life later. I'm just going to say it right now. That thing is going to chase us down a hallway.
I am concerned by the sheer number of objects in this universe.
There's so much stuff.
As compared to our barren desert wasteland that we were wandering around before, where a tree was an exciting event.
My map is a disaster. There's just lists.
I was drawing it real small, and then I've made a terrible mistake.
It's just lists and arrows. That's all I've got. We can go north from this room, right? There's another room?
Yes, we can go north from this room, yes.
All right. Should we go north?
Let's do that. Let's stick to the plan, Mike.
Okay. Go north.
You are in the conservatory. This glass-walled and glass-ceilinged room looks out onto the manor's grounds to the east. A set of double doors is open to the outside, letting in the chill air. The moon is out, and the rain has stopped. Exits are south and east.
Oh, man.
I can already see I'm going to need two maps, a downstairs map and an upstairs map.
Okay, let me write the word conservatory.
You could just draw a picture if it makes you feel any better. I wasn't expecting such a spelling test today.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go outside.
Oh, you want to stay inside?
We don't have our raincoat and it's raining.
Oh, we don't have our raincoat.
The moon is out and the rain has stopped.
Ah.
Oh, the moon's out. Is it a full moon, Snellatron?
I don't know what phase the moon is. Maybe we'll find that out later. I don't know.
That's suspicious.
Man, that wolf pelt. That's it for us, that thing.
I literally don't know.
I don't know how much I trust the Snellatron when he says he literally doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
I feel like I'm waiting for us to find a trigger. Like, I feel like there should have been a trigger by now. And maybe we're wandering in the wrong direction, but let's find out how big this universe is, and let's stick with exploring the ground floor. So I say we go outside.
Okay.
Go outside.
You move east into the garden. You are in the gardens. There are unusual plants here. A hedge maze is to the south.
Oh god.
Exits are west, north, and entering the maze.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to do that.
Can you imagine trying to draw a map for that?
All right. Hopefully the maze is not something that we ever need to actually deal with. I'm sure that's just there for environmental color in this game.
Most text adventures, rooms and objects are totally irrelevant to what happens.
Yeah, that's my experience as well, right? Is they're not needed. The inventory.
I don't want to do a maze.
I feel like a little background for the listeners here. Mike and I, when we originally were discussing this, were a little bit grumpy because the Snellatron apparently wouldn't allow us to do an advanced text adventure. It was going to stick us to an intermediate or basic text adventure. And the two of us were rather grumpy about that. But now I feel mostly grateful.
This adventure is rated intermediate to advanced. So this is not the hardest, but it is also not on the easiest level.
It wasn't like snaky.
Right. That was a beginner adventure.
I just need to double check our exits here. So we have the maze to the south, and you said there's north and east?
North and west, back where you
west.
Came.
West goes back to the conservatory.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so there is a north. Okay, let's go north and find out what's there.
You've come to a marble-tiled reflecting pool. There is a fountain here. Ooh. No diving.
Okay. Look in the reflecting pool.
You see some gardening shears beneath the surface of the pool.
Look, again, I want all the weapons I can possibly have. But the idea of just sinking my hand into something? Okay.
And again, I'm going to say again, there's no limit to the inventory system. The things you can't pick up or can't carry, I'll let you know.
Yep.
But you don't have to worry about like some artificial limit of I can only carry three things.
Right. There's no artificial limit like 3 write-only save slots.
Exactly.
Got it.
Who would do that?
We can't. No, the memories will take up for the inventory system. That's why we only have 3 save slots.
I think the save slot rule is there to prevent grinding, where you literally just save every time you do anything.
Yeah, right.
So you can
would.
Back yourself out.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would. I would grind. Yeah, we'd be save scrumming the entire time. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what would happen.
All right. So okay. So all that's here is this pool. There's no other exits. This is the end of this line.
Yeah. There's a marble tile reflecting pool. In the pool, there are some gardening shears beneath the surface. There's a fountain. No diving. Exits are south.
Okay, reach in and grab the shears.
You pull the shears out from the pool. They are very rusty. You have rusty garden shears.
Okay. Well, I feel like that maze is a bad idea, Mike.
I don't want to do the maze. You want to go? No, we can't.
Oh, sorry. I need to give you one more piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
When you stepped in the pool to retrieve the garden shears, you got very wet.
Hang on a second.
Whoa, you don't feel computer. Very good.
Oh, no.
No. Wait. There was no...
You start to shiver a little bit.
I'm unhappy with where we're going here. There was no step in the pool.
All right. We can back it up to the shears are in the pool. You might need them later. You can't get them unless you go in the pool. We can do that. Now you don't have shears, but you're not shivering.
Okay.
Mike, can I a strategic moment here, Mike?
Yep.
Cross out shears.
No way.
No, that's good. I'm good to lose the shears until we make a decision with all of the information. You know, the way that this was described, I imagined we were just reaching and grabbing them and then we're good to go. I didn't know it was like in the middle of a pool.
You're right. You need to take a step to get into the pool to pull the shears out. You're right.
This is a different scenario now.
Snellatron syntax error in 20.
Thank you, Snellatron.
Yes, thank you, Snellatron. Okay, so strategic thing here, Mike. We wandered through a bunch of this house on the ground level. When we inevitably die as we will, we'll just start at the beginning and we'll head straight to the hall and go up the stairs. So I say we might as well just go in the maze, where we're almost certainly going to die, but at least then we know how we die.
All right, we're not going into the maze without the shears.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, might as well. Take the shears.
Wait a second. Don't...
What?
Press enter. We just need to think about this for a second.
Oh, okay.
Because clearly, going into the pool is a bad idea, right?
Okay. Mike, forget the shears for now. Let's go die in the maze. Take my hand. It's okay.
I really feel like going into a maze when there are garden shears. I feel like that those two things go together. We could just cut our way out of the maze if we got lost.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, take the shears. That's fine.
But then I'm also concerned about trying to take the shears.
Can we just make an executive decision here?
Mm-hmm.
The executive decision is let's just go to the maze. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right. So, go south.
You are in the garden. There are unusual plants here. A hedge maze is to the south.
Okay. Go to the south.
You take a step inside the hedge maze, but then retreat back to the garden. It wouldn't do to get lost, especially at night. The hedge maze is very thick. It would be hard to navigate it with all the thick shrubbery inside the hedge maze.
Yep. What thins hedge?
Okay.
Hedge thinner. We need to find hedge thinner.
Spray on some hedge thinner.
Okay. Go north.
You are at the reflecting pool. There is a fountain here. No diving.
Okay, let's get the shears.
You'll have to get in the pool to get the shears.
We understand that. We accept this as a negative consequence of getting the shears.
You go in the pool. You pick up the shears. You leave the pool. You have the shears. Congratulations. You are kind of chilly now. You're shivering and maybe even sneezing a little bit because you are a little cold from getting soaking wet.
We should have the coat.
Power through it. Go south.
We need the coat, man.
You are in the garden. There are unusual plants here. A hedge maze is to the south. Exits are west, north, maze.
Go south. Or maze. Go maze.
You take a step inside the hedge maze, but then retreat back into the garden. It's very tough because the hedges are so thick, and they would need to be thinned.
Hmm.
Use shears on the maze.
You try to use the shears. They're too rusty, and so you can't get them to open and close properly.
Ah.
We need the oil.
Okay, go west.
You are in the conservatory. The glass-walled and glass-ceiling room looks out onto the manor's grounds to the east. A set of double doors is open to the outside, letting in the chill air. The moon is out, and the rain has stopped. Exits are south and east.
Okay, I'm going to try to execute multiple commands.
Okay.
So, it's south, south, west, west, north.
Billiard room, library, great hall, dining room, kitchen.
Oh, thank God.
Woo! Yeah! We got an upgrade on the Celotron.
Yeah, you couldn't do that last year.
You are in the kitchen. The kitchen is old-fashioned, bereft of most modern conveniences. There is a small bottle of olive oil here. A cellar door leads down.
All right, Mike, I feel like you put the puzzle together.
All right, take the oil.
You take the bottle of olive oil. It's almost empty, but there's still some in it.
Can we pour the oil on the shears?
You pour the oil on the garden shears. Oh, that's it. That's the stuff. They start to move, and you think they might be usable now.
Okay, great.
All right, let's go back to the hall and get our coat.
Oh, you want to get the coat?
Yeah.
Okay. Execute order, south, east, south.
Okay, you are in the vestibule. Beyond is the manor's great hall. There is a coat tree here. Your coat is hanging on the coat tree, and it's dry now.
Ah. It's a little suspicious, but okay.
You shiver.
I was honestly expecting there was no coat. Right?
The coat is gone. Too. Yeah, there's a mangled corpse on the floor.
There's a corpse in your coat. His name is Snakey. All right, can you pick up the coat, put on the coat?
You wear the coat. You have your coat again. You sneeze.
Okay, executing movement orders. North, east, north, north, east, maze.
You move to the hedge maze rapidly.
Yes!
That's the only win.
You step inside the hedge maze. Using your well-oiled shears, you are able to prune the maze and create a passage. You emerge from the hedge maze to the south and stumble into a cemetery. A few crumbling tombstones litter the ground. Beyond it is an above-ground crypt to the east. There is a gravedigger's spade here. Exits are north and crypt.
Okay.
So, congratulations to us, because we don't have to draw a maze.
Yeah, thank God.
I feel like they may as well have just said hedge, because there was no maze. We just went straight through the maze.
Yes, there's an overgrown hedge.
Crypt is just another one of those things that, like, I just don't feel ready for.
Oh, you're such a pansy. Okay.
But I feel like, you know, if we're going to continue my original plan of knocking off the one floor all at the same time.
Yeah.
So we're in a cemetery. Can we take a look around the cemetery?
A few crumbling tombstones litter the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond is an above ground crypt to the east. There is a gravedigger's spade here.
All right, well, pick up that gravedigger's spade. We're going to the crypt.
The spade is stuck in the ground and fairly large. And while you feel like you should be able to lift it, you can't. Maybe it's because you're so cold and tired. You sneeze. You shiver a little bit.
I'm telling you, we need to eat some of the pheasant.
Okay, but here's my feeling, Mike. We essentially haven't really done anything yet. So I'm still just waiting for a trap to pull on us, because we're just drawing this map. So yeah, I think we're good to keep drawing the map here.
If there is a spade and a crypt,
yeah,
and we can't get the spade, I feel like going in the crypt. I don't know.
I'm going to give you a clue, by the way, at this point, which is one of the problems with your advanced movement technique is by not allowing me to read information about the rooms, you also might miss an exit or entry that you haven't explored yet.
Oh.
I mean, like, we can open up the sarcophagus?
If you feel that you have explored the entire ground floor, perhaps you haven't. Perhaps you missed a direction at one point. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, we need to retreat from the cemetery. We need to retreat from the cemetery. We need to go back inside. Like, we can't go in the crypt right now. This is a bad idea. The crypt is a bad idea.
Okay, exit maze.
You mean you want to go north into the maze from the graveyard?
Oh, here it's north. It's no longer maze for this exit. Okay, yeah. I'll make
sure.
A note of that.
Well, now you know the directions. Now that you've chopped through it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love the idea of this maze with just like a Mike and Gray shaped hole right through the middle.
You are in a hedge maze with a Mike and Gray shaped hole. Exits are north and south.
Okay, go north.
You are in the garden. There are unusual plants here. A hedge maze is to the south. Exits are west, north, and south.
Look at the plants.
These are interesting looking plants, but you can't really tell anything special about them right now.
Okay. Go west.
You are in the conservatory. The double doors is open to the outside, letting in the chill air. The moon is out and the rain has stopped. Exits are south and east.
Yeah, go south.
You're in the billiard room. A rack of pool cues and a large billiard table are here. Trophy heads and stuffed animals are strewn about in a grim display of hunting prowess. Exits are north and south.
Look at the pool table.
Billiard balls are scattered across the table. It looks as if a game is underway.
Mess up the billiard balls.
You would be a terrible guest if you messed up the game that was currently being played.
I say go back to the library.
Yeah, we're passing through. We're going to the chicken or the pheasant or whatever. Yeah, that's where we're going. Okay, so go south.
You're in the library. The library is home to many rare books. An Egyptian sarcophagus stands in the corner. Exits are west, north.
All right, so I both want to check out the books and the sarcophagus a little bit more.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to look at the books.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find what might be a missing exit somewhere.
Advanced plant book is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Can we take a look at the books, please, Nellotron?
Most of the books are covered in dust, but a few catch your eye. There's a book about herbalism.
Yeah, of course.
A book on ancient Egypt, and a rare edition of Dante's Inferno.
Oh, my God. I don't want to go near Dante's Inferno just yet. I feel like that one sticks out in a way I'm uncomfortable with.
No, that's the one that's going to open up a secret door, obviously.
Yeah,
Pull on the Dante's Inferno to open up the secret door.
No.
Enter.
We're not touching that one yet. Why don't we start with the ones that are clear clues to things that we already have established could be interesting?
Mike, look, I feel like we already have a clock counting down to our death from getting the shears out of the pool with our illness. Right, like we don't have long for this world, so I feel like I'm very happy to do reckless exploration until we die. Look at Dante's Inferno. Enter.
It's a rare edition.
Less exciting than I was expecting.
Yes.
Oh no, wait. Pull on Dante's Inferno. Enter.
You pull on the copy of Dante's Inferno. A chute opens beneath you, and you fall down, 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 far, far below. You are in a dark cellar.
Why can you not just wait?
No, this is what I feel like I have achieved exactly what I wanted to do, right? It's okay. Now we're in a cellar. Are there any exits from the cellar?
Exits are up. There are cloves of garlic here. There is a monstrous wolf chained to the wall.
Jesus.
Whoa. Okay. So there's a wolf. There's a wolf in here. Wolf.
My map is dead now. Like, I'm already drawing over things.
I've drawn a ferocious wolf that looks like a mouse on my map. There's garlic.
All right, we're 100% taking the garlic, right? Like, without a shadow of a doubt.
We'll take the garlic. Yeah, of course.
Okay, you take the garlic.
What was the description? There's garlic, there's a wolf. What's the description of the room? What else?
You're in a dark cellar. There's a monstrous wolf chained to the wall. There are cloves of garlic here. Exits are up.
Okay. Can we go up?
Sure.
Oh.
Oh, what?
From the description of falling down, 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 it sounded awfully like we couldn't.
Well, you got deposited in the cellar, but there are stairs going up from here.
Oh, okay. There are stairs going up.
You emerge in the kitchen. The kitchen is old-fashioned, bereft of most modern conveniences. There was a meat cleaver and olive oil here, but not anymore. You took those. A cellar door leads down. Exits are down and south.
Damn it, this really f***s my map.
We got out of that one real well, though. Like, I mean, I'm just going to say for the record that I feel very lucky right now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, see, everything was fine, Mike.
I will not accept everything was fine. Everything is fine. I will not accept you saying everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Okay. We should go south.
You are in the dining room. The dining room contains a long banquet table. A whole roast pheasant complete with drumsticks rests in the center of the table. Exits are east, north, and south.
Use the cleaver on the pheasant.
You hack off a drumstick. You now have a drumstick.
Eat the drumstick.
You don't want to do that right now.
Yeah, I figured that maybe we shouldn't just yet. But we have it, though. That could be useful to feed an angry wolf later on, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I think we need to go back to the library.
You shiver and sneeze.
Oh, shiver and sneeze. Okay, great news.
Yeah, there's the death clock. Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but anyway, you are in the dining room. Exits are east, north, and south.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. So this, kind of, I don't know if I can do a geography check here.
Yeah, there's a door that we've missed.
Ah, interesting. It's as if there was one exit that you missed on this level.
Hmm. Yep. There's a south exit from the dining room. Okay, go south.
You're in the lounge. A fire is roaring in the hearth.
Oh,
a smoking jacket rests on the arm of an overstuffed chair. There is a snifter of brandy here. Exits are north.
Oh my god, I'm overwhelmed by this inventory.
You shiver.
Okay, so...
Okay.
I think the combination of the fire and the brandy will help the shivering.
And the jacket.
Well, I mean, don't we already have our raincoat on again?
Yes, but the smoking jacket will make us look fancy.
Okay. All right, can we pick up the smoking jacket?
Yep, you wear the smoking jacket. It feels very comfortable.
Are we wearing the smoking jacket over our raincoat?
No, I think you've got the raincoat sort of tucked away somewhere. Or tied it around your waist or something, I don't know.
We've tied that to the chain.
Yeah, it's in our bag of holding.
Yeah. Okay, so the smoking jacket's on. Other things in the room include a fire and a snifter of brandy, right?
Yes.
Has the smoking jacket made us feel any better?
It feels very comfortable. You sneeze.
Can we approach the fire?
The fire is warm and comfortable. There's a chair here and a snifter of brandy sitting next to it.
Let's sit in the chair. Sit in the chair, enter.
You sit down in the chair in front of the fire. This feels very good.
Full down, down, down.
You cough and sneeze.
I think that brandy will make us feel better.
Yep, drink the brandy.
Sip brandy.
Well, you know, it's against company policy to drink on the job, but you feel so sick right now that you think maybe the brandy will help. Mm. You drink the brandy slowly, sitting in front of the fire in the chair. It's very, very nice. And you feel a lot better.
Good work. Is that the end?
Okay.
Did we beat Spooky Manor? I feel like it's not spooky anymore.
I'm afraid not.
Okay. Wow, this is significantly more advanced, isn't it, this one?
Yeah.
We haven't even gone upstairs yet.
We're in way over our heads here, Mike. Yeah. Snellatron, you might not be able to answer this. We may need to explore, but I just have a second geography question, which is, in the kitchen, when we went in there the first time, there were stairs that were heading down. Are those the same stairs we just walked up from the wolf pit?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just wanted to check that.
Okay.
Fantastic.
The cellar is beneath the kitchen, but there is, if you pull Dante's Inferno, a secret slide that takes you to the cellar.
Right, got it. Okay, yep. Just wanted to make sure we weren't missing, like, a different staircase. Okay. Great.
So do we go back to the library, check out the other books?
Yes, let's draw more on the map, but yes, let's go back to the library.
Can I give this a go?
Yep.
All right. Snellatron, buckle up.
Yes.
North. West. West? No, wait. West, north,
no.
West.
Oh,
I've done it already.
You can't go west from the dining room.
Greg walked us right into the wall, Mike. If you're gonna do advanced driving, you better know what you're doing.
You're in the dining room. A dining room contains a long banquet table. There's a whole roast pheasant, less one drumstick, in the center of the table. Exits are east, north, and south.
I've given up already. You should do it.
Okay. East, east.
You are in the library, home to many rare books. An Egyptian sarcophagus stands in the corner. Exits are west and north.
I have a map and a compass that I've drawn, and I still, for the life of me, cannot understand how going east solved that. I just can't work it out.
Thank God I'm here with you, Mike.
I know. Well, I would have just waited, you know? I would have just gone slowly. Okay, so we're back in the library.
Look at the books, please.
Most of the books are covered in dust, but a few catch your eye. A book on herbalism. A book on ancient Egypt, and of course, Dante's Inferno.
Okay.
Take a look at the Ancient Egypt book.
Yep.
You pull on the book on Ancient Egypt, and the sarcophagus slides open, revealing a secret door to the south.
Oh, God. Damn my map.
Now I am literally having to draw directions.
See, most players would be very excited by the revelation that there's a secret room. However, map makers are angry.
I'm trying to draw map directions based on books. This isn't right. I have a list of books which now have directions coming from them.
But don't worry about it. Now you pulled on it. Exits are west, north, and south.
I was thinking, for the listeners, just like last year, we'll include a little copy of what the map is. But what I'm realizing is what I need is a time lapse of what I'm drawing with my map because I keep moving things around all over the place to make space. Okay, but no, Snellatron, I do apologize. We are very excited,
very excited
about discovering a secret passage through the sarcophagus. It's very
beep
exciting.
Boop.
Yes, beep boop indeed. beep boop for all. But I just need a split second here to take a moment to draw a thing on a map so that
boop,
I can...
Boop, hooray.
Snellatron, were there multiple directions from the sarcophagus, or were you just redrawing the directions of the library?
The library has an exit to the west to the Great Hall, an exit to the north to the billiards room, and now that you have pulled out the Ancient Egypt book, an exit to the south that you have not yet explored.
Okay.
There is still an herbalism book here. There are still the other dusty books.
All right.
The sarcophagus is open now and as revealed as a secret door.
We're already in a library. Shall we just look at the herbalism book before we leave?
Yes, let's do that, because if I need to draw anything else on this map, I need to know right now.
Yeah. All right. The herbalism book comes out easily. It is not a secret trigger. You read the first entry. Aconitum vulparia, also known as Wolf's Bane, is rumored to cure lycanthropy.
Okay. Now, we have a path that we're aware of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a path that we're not aware of. We now know, I assume, that the plants in the grounds are Wolfbane.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go north to the billiard room.
Oh, why you did exactly what I was thinking we weren't going to do.
What? How
You're
can
in the
I
billiard
explain
room.
What I just explained and you not want to go there?
Yeah, because
there are pool cues and a large billiard table here. Trophy heads and stuffed animals are strewn about in a grim display of hunting prowess. Exits are north and south.
My point is, we may as well go and collect the plant.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead. Go
Why
ahead.
Why would you not want to do that?
No,
we already
no,
know
fine.
There's
it's,
at least
no,
one
no, Mike,
wolf.
It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Be Katie cautious in this game. That's fine. Let's go collect the Wolfsbane. Go ahead. Drive the Snellatron. Let's get the Wolfsbane.
Go north to the conservatory,
I wanted to be
please.
Alex Adventure and drive ahead into the sarcophagus, but that's fine.
This glass-walled and glass-ceiling room, the conservatory, looks out into the manor's grounds to the east. A set of double doors is open to the outside, letting in the chill air. Exits are south and east.
Go east to the grounds.
You are in the gardens. There are unusual plants here. A hedge maze is to the south. Exits are west, north, and south.
Take a look at the plants.
You recognize one of these plants as being Wolfsbane.
Ooh. Do the honors, Mike.
What does Wolfsbane do? I missed what it actually does. I was too excited.
It cures
Wolfsbane
lycanthropy.
Is a flowering plant rumored to have a curative effect on lycanthropes.
What does that mean?
It's werewolfism, Mike.
Why don't they just say that then?
Because lycanthropy makes it sound like it's a disease.
Why don't they at least call it like werewolfantism?
I think you need to look into the origin of the first part of that word.
I assume it's Latin.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know why you're whispering.
I don't want the Snellatron to hear me right now. That's what
oh.
this is.
Beep boop.
Okay.
can we take the Wolfsbane?
Yes, you have the Wolfsbane.
Great. Okay, can we drive back to the sarcophagus now?
Your bicycle is ruined. I'm already at the front door. Also, you shouldn't ride a bicycle through a house. It's very rude.
Okay, well, we're in the garden, so we're going to go west, south, south, and then south.
Okay.
You are in the library. It's home to many rare books. An Egyptian sarcophagus stands in the corner, open, revealing a door to the south. Exits are west, north, and south.
All right, before we move, we have three save slots. We're doing pretty good so far.
Okay.
Could be time to use one of them.
Okay, yeah. I'll give you that.
Okay. Computer, can we please save the game? Oh, it's long.
Slot one saved.
Good call, Mike. Good call.
Thank you. All right. Go south into the sarcophagus.
You enter Lord Spooky's private study, a Spartan room containing a writing desk and a chair. Exits are north.
Man, I would love to have an office that had a secret entrance behind a sarcophagus. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Are you sure you don't? I feel like this is something you could have progressed by now.
This is a red herring so that you don't explore the British Museum too closely to find me. Like, boy, I sure wish I had that.
Can you imagine?
Sneaks off to the Egyptology wing.
All right, let's approach the desk.
On the desk is a journal, and you'll like this, Mike, a pen.
I do like that. Can we take a look at the journal?
The journal is open to the most recent entry, dated 1 week ago. The journal entry reads, "My trusted servant Manfred and I went on a hunting trip today. While we were out, we came across a rabid wolf. It attacked us and wounded Manfred. Something strange is afoot."
I think Manfred is the villain. We just have not yet encountered Manfred.
I think we have, Mike.
No, I think that could be the wolf.
Hmm.
Well, maybe. Maybe he turned and he put him in the cellar. But I feel like Manfred is still to come, right? Otherwise, Manfred being already tied up in the cellar, like, we're good. You know? Mm. You know, it's like it's already been dealt with. Can we take a look at the pen? I'd just like to know. Can you give me some details about the pen, please, Snarchon?
Of course. Of course. Right, yeah.
I really want to hear this.
It's a pen.
Uh-huh.
It's whatever you imagine it to be. You have a pen now.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Oh, man. If I was the computer, I'd be like, it's a pen. It looks like all other pens.
It looks like all other pens. Why would anyone care about more details about a pen? Certainly not the author of Spooky Manor. You have a pen.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so by my reckoning, we have explored everywhere on the ground floor. The only place left to go is up the stairs in the main hall.
No, that's not true. We have not been in the crypt yet.
Oh, yeah, excluding the crypt because we were too weak to do it.
Yeah, so I think we may have the ability to get that shovel now.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that. So, all right, we're going to do some advanced maneuvering again. You ready?
Boop, boop.
Okay. That was so cute. All right, we're going north, 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 east, maze, south, and that should be in the cemetery.
You are in the graveyard.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Whew.
You've stumbled into a cemetery. A few crumbling tombstones litter the ground. Beyond is an above-ground crypt to the east. There's a gravedigger's spade here.
Okay, pick up the spade.
The spade is old and sturdy with a heavy, broad blade of hammered iron. It's stuck in the ground, but you manage to pull it out with your renewed strength. Thanks, Brandy.
Yeah, that's how that works. Everyone knows alcohol makes you stronger.
Thanks, Smoking Jacket.
Okay, exit crypt.
You go into the crypt. This is a family crypt. It smells of mold and decay, but its sole occupant appears perfectly preserved.
Look at occupant.
The body of a pale young woman lies dead on a granite slab.
Okay.
Around her neck is a front door key.
All right, well, you know what we're going to do.
So she's the woman from the... So she's the lady of the house, right? She was...
Right.
Of the oil painting of her.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Take key.
Wait.
Enter.
Hang on a second.
I feel like when I say enter, it should end the conversation.
Well, no,
we're at the computer.
No, this is...
It would if you guys would take turns, but you won't take turns.
Nope.
So instead, I have to wait for you to agree on something.
My imagination is me and you just literally fighting over a keyboard. Like, that's how this thing whole really
yeah,
is playing
yeah, we're,
out.
We're both 12 years old and playing on a computer. And yeah, this is
the nice thing about playing
well.
This game when you take turns is that you can do things that make your partner infuriated and they can't stop you. But
yeah.
This way you actually have to form a consensus.
It was purely from the fact that last time we just That just went out of the window. There's no point. We must argue. I just want to double check, right? Like, if it is possible for us to equip ourselves with anything that we could use in case we had to chop off a corpse's arm because it reaches out to grab us, right? Like, computer, is there a way for us to equip a weapon?
No.
Okay, can we just hold the meat cleaver then?
You can. Would you like to, I'm gonna suggest that you check your inventory at this point, just in case.
Oh!
This is as light a clue as I'm gonna give you.
Okay, cool. We have garlic, right? Like, that could be useful. It could be super useful right now.
You have a,
why don't we check inventory? like it's not a pop quiz to remember everything in our inventory. Computer, check inventory.
You have a bike lock. That'll be really useful. A parcel.
Oh, wow!
That's the reason you're here. A cleaver, garden shears coated in olive oil, a coat, a smoking jacket that you're wearing, garlic, a drumstick, wolfsbane, and a pen.
And a spade, right?
And yes, oh yes, you do. And a spade.
You see? We should have stuck to my list. I've got everything written down here.
Yes, you just took that. Very good.
Oh, I'm glad one of us is keeping track of the inventory. I have not written down a thing that we've ever taken.
From that list, I think the two potentially most useful things in this situation could be, depending on what we think is going to happen, right? So a cleaver could be used as a weapon, but the Snellotron clearly insisted that that wasn't a right course of action. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that I can think that we could possibly need in this situation, considering she is pale and perfectly preserved, is garlic, because she's probably a vampire.
Yeah. The garlic is the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, the other course of action is, of course, to just mutilate the corpse in advance of taking the key.
Mm.
Like, just chop up, like... Computer, chop up corpse with meat cleaver while holding garlic.
We would have to do a significant amount of damage in a quick space of time. And, you know, I'm not sure how adept we are with meat cleaver. Computer, what is our meat cleaver skill? Do we have a skill level in meat cleaver?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by skill level in meat cleaver.
Then I say we should hold the garlic.
Okay, yep, hold garlic.
You're holding garlic. You were already holding garlic. It's one of the things you're carrying.
All right. It's all just in our arms.
Would you like to do something with the garlic?
Can we just, like, ever so gently place the garlic on the head of the lady? Can we do that?
You lean over to the lady, and you, with your garlic, her mouth is slightly open, so you actually pop it in her mouth. Now she has garlic in her mouth.
Little snack.
Gross. Why did we do that?
That's not what I would have chosen to do, but the computer forced us.
Yeah, what a strange, specific course of action from the computer.
I guess that's what what's the name of our delivery company? I guess that's what they teach you. It's part of the handbook. No brandy, pop the garlic in the mouth. That's rules 1 and 2 of parcel E delivery.
Okay, take key.
You try to take the key. The woman suddenly starts awake, spits the garlic out of her mouth, bites you on the neck with her sharp fangs, turns into a bat, and flies away.
Okay. How do we feel about that? Did we get the key?
You feel weak and tired from the attack. You do not have a key.
Oh. Well, that was not entirely unexpected.
That feels like a catastrophic failure. We have both...
We're not dead
no
yet.
Key, but we have no key, and plus vampire bite.
Yes, but upside, immortality.
That's a good point. We do have vampire skills now. Or eventually we will.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do now. I feel like something, you know, when did we save? We saved before going into the sarcophagus, right? Okay, so that wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, we saved before this whole thing, so we're fine. We're good.
All we need to do is go back in. Actually, we don't even need to go in there, because we didn't, except for the amazing pen, we didn't even pick up anything from the study.
Yeah, no, the study was just flavor text. That's what the study was.
All right, so, you know, there is also the potential that being a vampire could have been the intended course of action here.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a vampire? Vampires are always all mopey about it, but they're obviously awesome. So
we weren't the one that decided to put the garlic in the mouth, you know?
Yeah,
so,
that's true. Not our fault.
We needed a crucifix, right? That was maybe what we needed. But I haven't seen one, but maybe that was what was required.
Yeah, of the 10,000 items here, a crucifix has not been one of them.
Or a stake. I haven't heard of a stake.
Or a stake. That's
maybe
true.
Maybe we should have tried to drive the drumstick into our heart. We didn't try that.
I think it's a different kind of steak. Okay. It's not that kind.
It wasn't what I meant, but I love that.
Perhaps a pun-based attack on vampires will work. Puns are awful and repellent, mm-hmm. so it might be effective. All right, well, I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty reasonable day still, so yep. we got attacked
Can
by
we
a vampire.
Just take one quick look around the room. Maybe she dropped the key, because how is a bat going to carry a key?
In its little bat claws.
Can we at least just check, computer? Can we just take a look around the crypt now?
Yep, there's nothing else there.
All right. So we have powers. I mean, we barely need any of our inventory items anymore because we're so strong with vampire power. But
yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we've just won.
or as I said, you feel weak and tired from the attack.
It's a temporary transition phase. I know we're gonna be fine.
Can we eat the garlic? Will that kill us now? I suppose.
No,
garlic
why did no? Don't eat the garlic.
All right, but we have it on our person though.
You find the very thought of the garlic repellent.
All right, let's see. It's working. The vampire transition phase begun.
Okay, cool. Because the one thing we could potentially do is just kind of take a look at ourselves in a mirror just to get the cool payoff of that, and then head up the stairs.
Yeah, well, the mirror is on the way to the stairs, so yes, let's do that. Shall we head over towards the hall?
Take us to the hall, Gray.
All right.
Nope. You're gonna need to do normal. There's problems with jumping ahead too much. So I'm gonna make you navigate normally.
I feel like in the text adventures that I used to play as a kid, when you do the multi-instructions, it would force you to stop in the room. But I can understand.
Well, on the way, there's a reflecting pool on the way, so we can get the payoff way sooner than we expected.
Or the vampire is just waiting outside to kill us. But so let's exit west to the cemetery.
You are in the cemetery. A few crumbling tombstones litter the ground. The crypt is back where you came. You feel very weak and tired. You're not sure you can go on much further.
Okay, well.
You're very, very tired.
Should we at least try and eat the drumstick?
Oh, do we have the drumstick with us? I forgot about that. Yeah, let's do that. Eat the drumstick.
You start to nibble on the drumstick and realize that the taste of meat, it's as if it has no taste at all. You have no interest in eating meat.
Okay, well, we need to find a human victim fast.
We need blood.
All right. Exit north to the maze.
You are much too weak to leave the graveyard.
Oh.
Okay. Can we take one look around the graveyard again?
Cemetery, some tombstones. There's a crypt. There was a spade here, but you have that on your possession now.
Are any of the graves open so we can take a little nap?
All look like freshly dug.
The graves are not open. You would have to dig your own grave if you wanted to do that.
I'm presuming we're too tired to dig our own grave.
It feels morbid.
It's not morbid when you're a vampire, Mike.
You could
it's
try.
Just practical. Okay,
you never know.
Dig our own grave.
You dig a shallow grave and lay down and take a little bit of a nap. Vampires like that sort of thing. When you wake up, you have sharp fangs.
Yeah, we do.
Awesome.
You are awake and you know you are now a vampire. This is
great.
Going great.
Level 2! Woo!
I feel like the computer is not nearly as happy about this as we are.
Well, I mean, you know, last time we had a gun, this time we have supernatural powers. I'm up for
this.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right.
Yeah, if we do accidentally die in this adventure, we're going straight back to the crypt to become vampires before we continue on.
I mean, you know, if I've read enough, technically we cannot die now. Like, it's going to be really difficult, so, you know.
Except for all the ways the vampires are killed. But anyway, yeah, sure.
Well, apparently these vampires aren't affected by garlic, so maybe they're not affected by other things.
Yep. Like, you know, it's more tricky to kill a vampire than just dying of thirst.
Yes, that is
true. I don't think vampires, like, eat a little garlic and explode. I think it probably takes more than that.
Well, we know that because we put garlic in one's mouth and they just spat it out at us. So. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, still, such a strange choice.
I still don't know why we did that.
Exit north to the maze.
Sure, you're in the maze. You can get through now. There's a passageway cut in the shape of you.
Oh, that's the old us. That's not us anymore. We're that life is long gone. We can barely remember.
But now
it
you stride spookily through it. Yes.
Yeah.
We now need a cloak shape cut into the maze so we can easily fit through, because surely we have a cloak now.
Yeah, fantastic.
The smoking jacket became a cloak whilst we slept.
Yep.
That's how I imagine.
You just wore the smoking jacket without putting your arms through the sleeves and are pretending it's a cloak.
Perfect.
Yes.
It probably doesn't look impressive.
Exit. No, it looks very impressive. Don't say that, computer.
You move to the garden. You move spookily to the garden.
Yeah.
Okay, can we take a look in the reflecting pool, please, Snellatron?
You have to go north one more, Mike.
Wait, are we not in the grounds?
We're at the garden. The pool's north. Exit north.
You go north to the reflecting pool. It is marble tiled. There is a fountain here. No diving.
All right, Mike, go ahead. I know you want to.
Take a look in the reflecting pool.
Suddenly, you don't want to get very close to the reflecting pool because of the running water from the fountain. It makes you feel really sick.
Is it holy water?
Oh, no. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait a second. How did... Okay, I mean, I know that holy water like isn't necessarily full of magical properties, but that holy water made us really sick earlier in the game. I feel like that's unfair.
No, that's not how holy water works, Mike.
Well, you know.
I will say beep, beep, boop, the Snellatron will pop in. Snellopedia will pop in to say that vampires are famously repulsed by running water. That some stories, if you cross a river, the vampire can't follow you because they can't cross over running water.
All right, so it's not holy water. It's just running water. Okay.
Huh. I've heard a lot of vampire tales. I don't remember that.
It creeps you out.
Okay, so we can't look in the reflecting pool. Exit south.
You're in the garden. Exits are west, north, and south to the maze.
Exit west.
You are in the conservatory. Exits are south and east.
Exit south.
You're in the billiard room. There's a rack of pool cues here and a large billiard table, as well as trophy heads and stuffed animals. Exits are north and south.
Exit south.
You are in the library. The library is home to many rare books. As you know, you've looked at some of them. The exits are west, north, and through the sarcophagus to the south.
Exit west.
You are in the Great Hall. There's a large mirror and some oil paintings hanging on the wall. A staircase leads up to the second floor.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Take a look in the mirror.
You look in the mirror. There's nothing in it.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, so, okay, just before we head upstairs, vampires go for blood, right? I mean, there is a living thing on this floor, well, in the cellar.
No, but we're feeling fine after our little nap.
Oh, of course we are. Yeah, I forgot that
it was. It was just transition sickness.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But what I want to know is, can we exit, fly up the stairs?
Ooh.
Would you like to? Is that what you're asking me? Yes. You turn into a bat and fly up the stairs. You
awesome.
Transform back into a vampire at the top of the stairs and stand in a long hallway. There is an open door to the east. To the west is a closed door. There is a trap door in the ceiling.
Oh, my word.
Exits are down, up, east, and west.
We're going to have to go over that like a million more times. Okay, so we're in a hallway. And there are... Can you please go through that once more time? One more time, please, Sinatra.
There is an open door to the east. Mm-hmm. To the west is a closed door. There is a trap door in the ceiling.
Okay, there's a trap door in the ceiling. Can we look in the open door?
There's a room in there. You don't really see more right now. You'd probably have to go over there to see more.
Okay.
Bet we need the key for that closed door.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so let's go east.
You go east into the servant quarters. These are the servant quarters for the mansion. They contain a bed, a wardrobe, a dresser, and various personal effects. Exits are west.
Can we look in the wardrobe?
The room, in general, appears to belong to Lord Spooky's manservant, Manfred. That's all you can really glean.
Okay, what were the objects? It's the bed, wardrobe, and...
Dresser and personal effects. It's where Manfred lives, or lived, if he's not around anymore.
So am I right in thinking that there's nothing in here of any value to us?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
It's just Manfred's stuff. Manfred's not here. We don't know what happened to him. We just know what was in the journal.
Oh, I think we know what happened.
No, I think we know. I think we definitely
There
know
are theories.
currently unproven.
Okay, exit west.
All right, you're back in the hallway.
Okay, let's take a look at the closed door.
This door is locked. you hear faint sounds of classical music playing from the room beyond.
I think Lord Spooky Pants is in there.
Okay. I don't think his name is Lord Spooky Pants, but...
Was that not his name? Okay. Do we still have that package? Like, are we still this amazing delivery man?
You still do have that package. You are now a vampire delivery man.
Perfect.
Delivering awesome. A package to Spooky Pants Manor.
Oh, he has changed his name.
Maybe.
I'm going to try something that I know how this is going to go, but I'm just going to check. Considering the fact that we have the ability to transform into a bat, are we able to transform into a bat so small it can fit through a lock?
No, no. Mike, vampires can transform into smoke.
You can't, and you can't. No.
Can we just super quickly run through our list of powers that we may not be aware that we have?
Can we do check inventory powers?
Sure, you can turn into a bat.
All right.
I feel like you just made this up to placate us because it doesn't actually affect anything, Snellatron. I'm not sure this is part of the story.
Oh, I don't know. Like, if earlier on we lost the fight because somebody turned into a bat, so we have that in our inventory, in our skills list for later on. Maybe when we encounter some kind of werewolf.
Wasn't much of a fight, though, really. Okay, this was no six-gun showdown that happened in that crypt. Like, we just got bitten.
Let's say we evaded Garlic Mouth, because, well, at least she did.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, then let's take a look at the trap door, then, please, Thanatron.
All right, the trap door can be pulled open, and you can climb up if you want.
Okay, I want to try to open the door to the west first.
It's locked. You can't get in.
I would think a vampire could smash it down.
It's vampire-proof.
Exit trap door.
You go up into the attic. You're in a dark attic. Moonlight filters in from a small window. You hear the rustling of leathery wings in the rafters. There is an old steamer trunk here. Exits are down.
Look at the trunk.
The trunk is sturdy but old. A label on its side reads, Transylvania. The trunk is locked. Using your vampire powers, you smash the trunk open, spilling out rich earth. It's too large and heavy to remove from this room.
Wait, what? What came out? Rich earth?
Rich earth. Dirt? Rich dirt. This is the dirt of Transylvania.
Okay, I feel like I'm not up on my vampire lore here.
It's fine. It's dirt. You can't do anything with it. You like it. It's nice. It reminds you of home, strangely, since you're not from Transylvania. But somehow, you feel a connection to the dirt. But there's just dirt. Just a pile of dirt now.
Are we able to use our incredible vampire wood-smashing powers to break the door open? Or is it just trunk-defeating powers that we have?
It's just trunk-defeating powers.
Okay.
Add to our powers list.
The rich earth of Transylvania inside was the extra motivator that allowed you to break the trunk open.
Makes sense, yeah.
Can we take
I get that.
Are we able to scoop up somebody earth, push it through the door lock, and then use that motivator to smash the door open?
Nope.
Okay, can we talk to the bat in the room by transforming into a bat?
You can turn into a bat. There's bats up in the rafters, but they're just bats, not vampire bats. Not special vampires turned into bats.
We can't talk to them, that's what you're saying.
No.
Okay.
I think we've hit a dead end, man.
You're in a dark attic. Yeah. Moonlight filters in from a small window. You hear the rustling of leathery wings in the rafters, and there's a broken steamer trunk here with dirt.
Look out the window.
The small window is broken. Shards of glass litter the floor right underneath it.
Okay.
So there is one element that we have left to us, which is a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, we've already transformed ourselves into a vampire.
Right.
What could be like a werepire.
I will say you have basically explored everything now. You have seen essentially everything you need to solve the puzzles of Spooky Manor. Sorry,
Spooky Manor.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. It's like we have a locked door, which means the boss is back there. We just need to get a key to open up the door. But Vampire Girl took the key with her. I feel like we need to find her somewhere.
Yeah, okay. What about the portrait?
Yeah, I mean, let's we need to go back downstairs into the hallway anyway. Let's take a look at the portrait. So exit south.
All right, you're back in the hallway. Exits are down, east, west, and up.
Okay, exit down.
You are in the Great Hall. You walk down this time, even though you could have flown. You're cool. You're in the Great Hall.
Yeah, well, we had to have our cape flutter behind us as we walk down the stairs of the Great Hall to look awesome. Mm-hmm. And the Snellatron confirms that we looked awesome in our smoking jacket cape.
Yep, so that's changed now. The smoking jacket cape didn't look awesome initially, but now it does.
Yeah, we've grown into it, is what's happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, examine portrait.
It's a distinguished-looking man and a pale-skinned woman. She looks kind of familiar.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so the only thing that we've got, I think, is the werewolf, right? Like, that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only thing that's alive and active in this world.
And we're assuming the werewolf is the servant, so maybe mm-hmm. they can help us get in that door.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're a vampire, so we can just scare him.
Yeah, and vampires rule over werewolves. Everybody knows that.
Yep, sure.
Werewolves just have to do what vampires say.
Of course a vampire would say that.
Well, yes, of course. Vampires, they're the hierarchy of this pyramid. Werewolves, they're just servants on the bottom of this pyramid.
Didn't know there were pyramids. Wow. Oh, there's a sarcophagus. Why not?
Yeah, what more do you need?
Yeah. Mummies are actually in the middle of this pyramid, not as you would expect, though. Vampires at the top, just to be clear.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to go back to the wolf, Mike?
I do.
Feed him some wolfsbane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to go west.
You're in the dining room.
Go north.
You are in the kitchen.
And then go down the stairs.
All right, you are in the dark cellar. You see a monstrous wolf chained to the wall.
Okay, can we feed him the wolfsbane?
It's a good idea, but it's just a plant. When you wave it toward the wolf doesn't seem interested in eating a plant.
Oh, I know what we do here.
Stick it in the drumstick.
I've owned dogs before. I know how this works. All right, so we're going to drill a little hole in the drumstick, and we're going to put the wolfsbane in the hole and then cover it up. So that hopefully he doesn't notice that you've been tampering with the drumstick. Yes, of course, turn our back first to the wolf, because some doggies, if they see you putting the pills in the food, they know what's up and they won't eat it. So make sure he doesn't see, sneakily put the wolf's bane inside the drumstick, and then feed the drumstick to the wolf.
You toss a wolf's bane tainted drumstick at the wolf. It picks it up and ravenously eats it. And when it's done, suddenly, shockingly, it turns back into a person.
Oh wow, we're encountering another human.
Hmm.
Okay.
I hope he's wearing clothes, otherwise this would be embarrassing.
Let's not think about that.
You would have to look to find out.
I will not.
Should we throw him a raincoat? I mean, we have one.
No, it's our raincoat.
Okie dokie. Snellatron, can we talk to the human being?
The person has reached across to the wall, grabbed a tin of peaches that is part of the stocks down here in the cellar, and is covering himself with the tin of peaches.
My word.
To have a little bit of modesty.
Uh-huh.
This is Manfred. He explains that he was attacked while pheasant hunting with Lord Spooky last week, and that's all he remembers. But he feels very bad about his state of undress and is looking for some clothes to wear.
Okay, let's give him our rain jacket.
Yep.
You give Manfred the raincoat. He thanks you gratefully and scrambles up the steps.
Whoa. Follow Manfred.
You go up the steps and can't find Manfred. I wonder where he could be.
He's probably gone to his quarters, right?
Yeah, he's gone to his quarters.
Yep.
Getting some underpants. Okay, so we're in the kitchen. Exit south.
You are in the dining room.
Okay, exit east.
You are in the Great Hall.
Exit up the stairs. Fly up the stairs as a bat, please.
Oh, you fly up the stairs as a bat and then land and turn back into a vampire person in the hallway.
Ah, it's cool every time.
Manfred's quarters are to the east.
Exit east.
All right, you are in the servant quarters. Manfred has rapidly, shockingly actually to you, already dressed in a tuxedo.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, he is.
He thanks you very much and asks if there's anything he can do for you.
Can he ask him to open the door?
Why, yes, sir, he says. and unlocks the door to the master suite. And then he leaves.
Of course he does. Chicken.
Yeah, not ominous at all. Okay. Now, Mike, do you want to use one of our save points here?
I most definitely do.
Okay, let's save the game here. It's taking longer each time.
Game saved.
Thank you. Okay, exit west.
All right, you're in the hallway. There's a closed door to the west and an open door to the east, a trapdoor in the ceiling leading up to the spooky attic, and you can also go down the steps.
Okay, exit west.
You are in the master suite. Classical music plays from an old phonograph. There is a door to the south, which is closed.
There's nothing else in this room?
There is a door to the south, which is closed.
All right, can we take a look at the phonograph before we leave the
room? It's an old Victrola with a trumpet-shaped speaker and a stylus at the end of an arm. It's currently playing a piece of classical music.
Okay, exit south.
That door is locked.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, so it's a two-round key here. We need Manfred for the first one, and we still need that missing key for the other one.
Can we stop the music playing?
You stop the music playing. The door to the south unlocks, and an old man emerges, clad in a bathrobe.
Oh.
He says, "Oh, hello. What can I do for you? Why are you here in my house?"
"We have a package for you, sir."
Yeah, show him the package.
He takes the package, but you realize you need him to sign for the package.
We have a pen.
Oh, yeah.
You give him the pen. He signs for the package. He thanks you and says, "Good luck. Goodbye. Thank you."
Wow, okay. Well, we've won.
He's not leaving, and the game is not over yet. But yes, you have delivered the package.
I feel like we won.
But you still have to get out of Spooky Manor.
Okay, fly away into the night.
You turn into a bat, and he's very concerned.
Yeah, fly up the stairs to the trapdoor, out the window.
You fly up the stairs to the attic and out the window, mm-hmm. Escaping the house. Flapping your leathery wings, you fly off into the night in search of fresh blood to sate your eternal hunger. At sunrise, you will return once more to Spooky Manor. The end.
Yeah!
Hey! All right. Not only did we deliver that package,
but we became
immortals.
Well, you did become a vampire after digging a grave and passing out. I think maybe you did die and turn into a vampire, but...
Well, we didn't need to restart.
Yeah, no, that's a technicality. That's a technicality.
You did reach an exit, one of the endings of the game. The only one that you're really capable of doing is the vampire. I will say, you could also have just flown out the window earlier and not delivered your package. I appreciate that even as a vampire... You wanted to deliver the package before you left. That is professionalism.
Well, we did have a job to do.
Yeah, we now become the best delivery person known to man. Like, you know, we now have all these powers and skills. We can just fly around with our packages.
I think we're a little bit beyond package delivery at this point, Mike. All right, now, whatever money we've earned delivering packages, we can start putting it in a bank.
A blood bank.
Start building up that interest over time, and in a couple centuries, be the world's wealthiest vampire. That's the plan. Snellotron, invest package delivery money into the bank, please.
We didn't get tipped for that package. We went through an awful lot and did not get a tip.
Well, there are
package.
Other things you could have maybe asked him, but instead you just turned into a bat and flew away. It was a vampire package delivery.
Can we fly back and ask him some questions?
We can reload from save point two.
Okay. You know what? Let's find out what that old man has to say in his bathrobe. Because as far as I'm concerned, we won. So yes, let's reload from save point two.
All right, you're in the servant quarters. Manfred's here.
Manfred, please open the door.
He opens the door and says, "Now, if you'll excuse me, I must attend to other matters."
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye, buddy. Okay. Exit west.
You're in the hallway.
Exit west again.
You're in the master suite. Classical music is playing from an old phonograph.
All right. Turn off the phonograph.
You turn off the phonograph, and Lord Spooky appears from the south.
Ask, what's up? Question mark.
I don't know. You're the one in my house. Why are you here?
Show package.
Oh, thank you. Do I need to sign for this?
Oh, I didn't hand it to him. I'm trying to bribe him with the information.
I'll sign for that package if you have a pen, old lad. You're looking a little pale. Are you feeling okay?
Old? I guess in my head I was thinking we're some, like, kid delivery person, but maybe not.
He's just English. He says old lad to people. Old and lad don't even go together, but he says
I
it.
I would just like to confirm real quick that no English person says old lad.
Well,
yeah, I've never heard that in my entire
Who's the parser here, Mike? Who's the parser here?
Me now.
Yeah. You know where they say old lad?
Where?
In Spooky Manor!
Okay.
Have him sign for the package.
He signs for the package and thanks you.
Can we ask him about the lady in the crypt?
Yeah.
He says, oh, it's very sad. That's my wife. She died, and now she's kept in the crypt. It's very sad.
Tell him his wife is a vampire.
Oh, is she? That's too bad.
Ask him if he'd like to be one, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's too bad. I would be so excited if my wife was a vampire. I'd be like, where is she? I need to be vampirized right now.
So, well, if there's nothing else, you can let yourself out through the front door.
I feel like we need to ask him something.
I don't know. He has been very specific about it's the front door that we should use.
Yeah, obviously he wants us to walk to our death on the way out the front door.
Yeah.
I'll just say that he's got some more color here about Manfred, and you could tell him that Manfred is alive if you wanted to. The front door key, you suspect, perhaps flew away with the vampire lady. So you may not be able to get out via the front door. Perhaps this is why you used the window as a bat.
Oh, okay.
Tell him that we've turned the werewolf back into his manservant.
Oh, Manfred, I guess I should cancel that help wanted ad if he's still alive.
Mr. Spooky Pants seems really unconcerned with the wellness of others.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've got all you can out of him now. He says, goodbye. Can you put the music back on? I'm going to go back into my study. And he leaves to the south and closes the door.
Man, we should have just opened up that package and see what it was. Mm-hmm. This guy's a jerk.
It's against the rules of the package delivery company.
Is it against the rules of the vampire package delivery company? I don't know.
Shall we perform his desire and put the music back on?
No. This guy's a jerk.
But that could trigger something.
It doesn't.
Okay, put the...
Okay. All right, then go back out to the hallway.
Sure, you're in the hallway.
Okay, go down the stairs.
Fly down the stairs.
Yeah, you fly down the stairs. The Great Hall.
Exit south.
Yeah, you're in the vestibule now.
Go out the front door.
You can't. It's locked.
But we came in that door.
But now it's locked.
Oh. Okay, so the only thing we can do is fly away in the window again.
Yes.
Or we could go out to the garden and fly away.
Yes.
Okay.
Take us to the garden.
All right, you're in the garden.
Oh, wow. Fast travel enabled.
Sorry, I meant to say north, east, north, north, east.
Okay, fly away in the garden.
This is you fly away. It's the same as it was before. You flap your leathery wings, fly off into the night in search of fresh blood to sate your eternal hunger, yada, yada, yada. Sunrise, you will return once more to Spooky Manor. The end. So basically, if you allow yourself to be bit by the vampire, she flies off with a house key, but you can still escape and end the game by flying out the attic window as a bat.
Is there no way to get the key back once she flies off with it?
No. Well, so it's the way that it's written in the book, it's unclear whether I should have let you have the key or not, but it doesn't really make sense if I let you have the key, because then you go back out the front door and you're supposed to like take your bike and go home, your ruined bike.
Yeah, vampires don't ride bikes. That's not
You're
cool.
a vampire and that's not going to happen. So I think it's meant to be a binary choice where it's like, if you can solve how to kill her, then you right. can get the key from her and escape as potentially, if you don't die somewhere else, as a human who delivered a package.
Right.
All
right. But that's lame. I'd much rather be a vampire who delivers a package.
No, you got to an ending. I think that's good.
Yeah, we
you
did
don't
it.
Have to. If you replayed it, you know, and you went back to your load point, you could try to use some stuff that's in the manor to kill her and get the key. And you did the rest of it. You cured the werewolf, which mm-hmm. was very clever. Your ending would be, one of the funny things is one of your first decisions changes how it ends, which is if you don't chain your bike up to the gate and instead riot it and ruin the tires. I'm not kidding. At the very end, after you've solved everything, you have to hitchhike back home and you're picked up by an evil hitchhiker who murders you. And that's the end of the story. So you basically ensured your doom in your very first move by not chaining up the bike. That was a great moment. But you got the vampire ending, which is nice.
What else did we miss? How could we have killed the vampire?
Kill the vampire by taking, as you mentioned, by breaking one of the pool cues and using it, or
thinking.
Sharpening one of the pool cues. And right. you put the garlic in her mouth, which is what it says you do. And then you stab her with the pool cue. And then she dies and you get the key. And then you do the rest of the stuff and then unlock the front door and go out. And Manfred, if you ask him about the key, he says something about how he lost it when he got bitten by a wolf. And he doesn't remember where it went. So that's a little bit complicated. And those are your the five ending conditions of the game are: you win, which is you unchain your bike and ride home. You get picked up by the hitchhiker and are murdered. If you are a vampire, you escape that way. So one thing that you can do, and you guys actually avoided this. This was your snaky or maybe your dead in the desert of thirst moment, which is you only have a limited number of turns with the werewolf. And you guys almost triggered getting bitten by the werewolf, at which point you become a werewolf. And one of the fun things about this game that you didn't trigger is the exits are all described differently with smell if you turn into a werewolf. Like in the garden, it's like you can smell, the exits are to the west where you smell fresh air, south to the maze where there's the smell of moldering decay. Like there's lots of flavor if you become a werewolf. And then in that ending, you also, you know, you leave the house and turn into a werewolf, and that's the end.
Is it possible to die in this story?
Yes, yes. There are a couple ways to die, and then you there's a death ending. Including that chute that you, and this was unclear, but the chute you fell down with the Dante's Inferno, I would have killed you, but it actually specifically says that the vampire dies. But otherwise, you don't die. So if you had become a vampire and gone down the chute, you would have gone into the incinerator and burned up as a vampire. But because you were not a vampire, you just get deposited down in the cellar.
Good vampire detection system on the chute.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you would die as a vampire because you'd smash into all the garlic. Wasn't the garlic there?
The garlic is there, too. Well, that's the mechanic, as they said, that it leads to the... If you're a vampire, it leads to the incinerator. So the implication there is you don't die if you're not a vampire, so I let you guys live there instead of killing you. Yeah.
Well, we became a vampire.
You did.
Not some stinky werewolf. Right, we're at the top of the pyramid.
Most important to remember here is you became a vampire, top of the pyramid of monsters. We've established this. And you were still a good employee who delivered his package and got his signature.
Yep. And we were smart enough this time to not get sick and die. I think that was pretty good. I assume that if we wouldn't have drunk the brandy, we would have eventually died of a cold.
No, the only thing, and you figured it out, the only thing that being weakened by the water got you is you had to do that before you could pick up the spade in order to dig.
Okay. I think we're ready for advanced, personally. I think we could.
There's
nothing holding us back now.
Well, the incomparable people spent an hour and a half playing the Space Station Adventure, which is listed as advanced, and apparently they didn't even get to an ending. It was just they went around in circles forever. So I was very happy. I didn't know if you were going to pick up on the broken window thing, and you immediately said, well, let's just go upstairs and fly out the window. And I was like, oh my God, that's the ending. You did it. It's great.
We're way better now. All right, next year, advanced.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take you to a space station next year.
Do we get to start next year as a vampire? Is this like Dungeons and Dragons?
Unfortunately, this is just the end of this story, unless there were to be a sequel to Spooky Manor.
All right. This was fun. This was fun. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Jason Snell.
That was fun.
As always, you are an excellent computer.
Beep boop.
And these adventures would be nothing without you.
Indeed, because it would just be Cortex at that point. What's that? Are you a vampire in Cortex? I don't think. Well, maybe you are. I don't know.
There is. We don't say everything. There is an unwritten law to the show, and part of it is that one of us is a vampire.
Interesting.
Before we sign off, can we save the game one last time, please, Nellotron?
You want to save when the game? You can't save the game when it's over.
I was hoping for one last save song from the Snellotron.
Well, you could restart the game and then save. Do you want to do that?
Nah.
Beep, boop. Powering down. Boop.